Good evening, everyone. For a closing scripture, I'd like to I do ask for an interest in your prayers. My brother Dan had called me or texted me, I think it was Thursday night, and asked me if I could preach tonight. I'd had a couple of scriptures that seemed to be on my mind that I knew I'd be asked sometime, that I was just kind of looking at. So I'm going to go to them. I made it a matter of prayer. And again, I know that I need your prayers. And the first scripture is Colossians, the first chapter. And this is Paul here speaking. Starting with the first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know this is where we want to be before the Lord. We want to be those saints and faithful brethren in Christ. We want to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before our Heavenly Father. Those things that will keep us in that straight way before Him, that will draw us closer to Him, that will draw us closer to each other in this time that we live in, with the things that we see going on around us in the world. In the third verse, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. And again, I know I look at myself. I have so many things to be thankful for. I know that I have been blessed and watched over. I've been blessed through many things in the last few years. The Lord has been with me. And I know that all praise and glory goes to the Father for this. I'd like to read just a short song here. Number 114. We thank thee, O God, for thy Spirit to guide us in these latter days. We thank thee for sending the gospel to lighten our minds with its rays. We thank thee for every blessing bestowed by thy bounteous hands. We feel it a pleasure to serve thee and to obey thy commands. When dark clouds trouble hang over us and threaten our peace to destroy, there is a hope smiling brightly before us, and we know that deliverance is nigh. We doubt not the Lord nor his goodness. We proved him in days that are past. The wicked who fight against Zion will surely be smitten at last. We'll sing of his goodness and mercy. We'll praise him by day and night, rejoice in his glorious gospel, and bask in his life-giving light. Thus on to eternal perfection, the honest and faithful will go, while they who reject this glad message shall never such happiness know. And again, like I said, I know that I have so many things to be thankful for. And the last part of this verse, that the brothers there were praying for the people there. And I know that we have this opportunity to pray for one another. I know that I have been blessed by the prayers of brothers and sisters. And I think it's a blessing that we can rely upon the Lord, rely upon each other for these blessings, for these prayers. since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, of the love which ye have to all the saints. And again, I know since we've been down here, I know I have felt that love from brothers and sisters. And I know it's a blessing in our time of need when we do have these things that we go through, that we have the love from the Lord and that love from one another, and that we need that love from the Lord and that love from one another. And I think it's a blessing. And again, it's something that we need to be so thankful for. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the gospel, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. And we know that our hope is in our Heavenly Father. We want to be with him. Our faith, our trust, and our hope is in him, and our desire to do his will. And again, to be with him in his kingdom. I had just a couple verses to read in it's John, the 14th chapter, first four verses. And this is the Lord speaking here. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I know that's where our hope is. Our hope is in our Heavenly Father. Our hope is to be with him one day. And we can, as I read the scripture, we can see that love that the Lord has for his creation. And I know, again, that our hope is and needs to be there. Sorry, I let my page go. Sixth verse, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringing forth fruit, as it does also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And again, I know that is our desire. I know it's my desire, it's something I pray for, is to be filled with that spiritual wisdom, discernment, understanding from the Lord. The spiritual wisdom and understanding of his word, his scriptures, his commandments, of the things that are happening around us in the world today, and what I need to be doing during this time. And I know what we need to be doing during this time is that our faith and our trust is in the Lord, and he will be with us. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And again, I know this is where we want to be, walking worthy before the Lord, doing his will, following again his commandments and his scriptures. We know that he has given us all these things, knowing what we would be faced with, coming in contact with, in need of. And it's up to us to be following him. So it's up to us to be doing those things that are right, and as it says here, that are pleasing before him. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And I know this is something I need to work on, is patience. I know I think I used to have probably more patience than I do now. But I know it's where the Lord wants us, having this patience before him and before each other. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And again, I know there's where we want to be, those saints in light. And the Book of Mormon tells us what this light is. And that light where we want to be is the Lord. I'm going to go to page 651 and just read two verses, 48 and 49. And as I have prayed among you, and it's the Lord, and even as I have prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And we know that the Lord has set the example for us. He is that light, and he has set the example. And that example is that he did the will of his Father. And I think I'll read that. I didn't, just one verse or two, wasn't planning on it, but page 73, I believe. And this is the Lord speaking again. And I believe it is that example, among the examples he set for us. I'm following the commandments, following the will of his Father. 73:25 and says, Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross. And after that I had been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And I know again that is that example he has set for us. He did the will of his Father. And in that last part of that verse, I know this is where we want to be, that I might draw all men unto me. And I know that is our desire, to be with the Lord. Thirteenth verse, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. And we know that he, as it says here, he is the head of the body, the church. And I know if we look around us in the world today, we don't always see it that way. We see others that say they are the head of a church. But it tells us here that the Lord is the head of his church. Verse 19. For to please the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Again, I believe that shows the love of our Heavenly Father to his creation. And I'm going to go read just a familiar scripture in this, again, showing that love. And that's John 3:16, starting with the 15th verse. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And again, I believe that shows that love the Heavenly Father has for his creation. It's a love that we need to have for him, as he shown his love to us, that we'd show that love we have for him and each other, that is evident in our lives. And the 23rd verse, and again, I know this is where we want to be, what we want to be doing. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled. And I know that's where we want to be. Be in this faith before the Lord. Grounded and settled. And I look at grounded and settled, and that's not being moved by all the things that may happen around us, those things that would like to draw us away from the Lord. We need to be grounded and settled in his gospel. And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. We know that hope is with our Heavenly Father, that hope of eternal life with him in his kingdom, which ye have heard and was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Again, I'd like to go into the Book of Mormon and just read a short scripture. And it's on page 162. I should read the whole chapter, but I'm just reading a few verses here. I think I'll start maybe with 22nd verse. This is King Benjamin, I believe, here. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you. I have seen your Lord and your Redeemer, and your Redeemer should do. For this cause they have been shown unto me, that ye might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in that straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son unto the fulfilling of the promise which he has made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye shall receive. Again, we need, as it says in Colossians, we need to continue in this faith, grounded and settled. Going back here to the Book of Mormon. Now, my beloved brother, After you have gotten into the straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ with unshaken faith, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God, and a love of God, love of all men. And I believe that is where we want to be. As it tells us in Colossians, continue in a faith grounded and settled. And then the Book of Mormon here, that must press forward with steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and of all men. And again, I know that's where our hope is. Our hope is in our Heavenly Father. And I know that I have felt that love from brothers and sisters, and we need that love to the Lord and to one another. I'd like to go over now into 3 Colossians and read just a few verses here, starting with the first verse. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And I know that's where we want to be. I know I might be repeating myself, but we want to be thinking on those things, relying on those things, setting our minds on that which would come from the Lord, come from our Heavenly Father. Not the things that we might gain here, but that which the Lord has for us. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ is, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And again, where we want to be with him. Going over to the 12th verse. Again, I believe this is good for us in the time that we are living in. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And I believe that is the desire of each one of us, that if we would have a problem, that we would go to each other in love. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And I know that's where the Lord wants us, is to be one before him, to be one body. And we know that body is his church. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again, we know that all praise and glory, all thanks, goes to our Heavenly Father. And it's the 16th verse. I know, again, this we have this opportunity to do. We can teach each other and help each other. We can sing hymns spiritual songs together and have this grace in our hearts to the Lord, having that love to the Lord in our hearts. I'd like to go and read just a couple verses in the Book of Mormon. Page 768, and this is going back to the 14th verse. Just a couple verses tells us what charity is, and I know we all know that. I think I'll start with the 52nd verse. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is a pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. And I know we want that pure love. We want that love of our Heavenly Father in our lives. And I know we need that love in our lives. I'd like to continue in Romans. This is one of my favorite scriptures. And to me, it should be one as, again, we look around us, the things that are happening in the world that should strengthen us together. Starting with the 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And that should strengthen us there. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And again, that to me should lift us up in this time we live in. No one can separate us from that love of our Heavenly Father, the love the Lord has given. But I know I've said this before, as it says here, no one can separate us from that, that I don't separate myself from him. And I know we've seen that in the world, we see it in the world. I look at myself and try to make sure that I don't separate myself from him, because he won't separate himself from us. I'd like to also go the 15th John, the 15th chapter. And again, I just tried to pick out a few more scriptures of that would help us, or strengthen us in the things that are happening again around us in the world today. Start with the 7th verse. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And I know that's where we want to be. To be abiding in the Lord, to be with the Lord. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And I've always liked this verse, and I know it's what the Lord wants. He wants us to have joy, to be happy in him. And I know if we're doing his will, we will be. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. And I look at that, and what could be greater than that, than be the friend of Jesus? Again, I know that is our desire. I had just a couple more scriptures I'd like to read. Going into 1 John, 4th chapter. And again, I believe this helps us in the time we live in. Now I'm going to read, jump around just a little here. And I've always liked the fourth verse. I used to listen to gospel music when I was driving truck, and this is in one of the songs that would keep coming on, and I knew I'd read it somewhere, but I couldn't find it at first. It's 1 John, the fourth chapter, the fourth verse. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that should just lift us up or strengthen us in this time we have. Greater is the Lord in us, his spirit, his gospel, his scriptures, commandments. But mainly his spirit in us is greater than the things of the world. And again, I know we need to rely upon the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Our faith needs to be in him. Going down to the seventh verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested in the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, to be that sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And again, I know I have felt that love from my brothers and sisters. And I know a lot of times when I've had a few of the things I've had in the last couple months, and you're not here, you kind of miss that companionship of seeing each other and feeling that. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. I know that we have felt that Spirit in our lives. That Spirit will lead and guide and direct us if we will follow him. Going to the 18th verse. There is no fear. Again, I like this verse when you look again in the things in the world today. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Going to the last verse. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And I know that is our desire. I pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures to help us in the day and time that we live in. I'd like to close with three more scriptures. I know it is our desire to be serving the Lord, to be doing his will, doing what's pleasing before him, doing that which will draw us closer to him, doing that which will draw us closer to each other. Go into Ephesians in the 5th chapter and read just 2 verses, the first 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. And also in the Book of Mormon, first one is on page 225, just one verse. Verse 21. Therefore, I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord omnipotent may seal you his, that ye may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life, through the wisdom, power, and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Amen. And also on page 215. And I think I've got, so I read this scripture just about each time I preach. But I know it's for us. Page 215, 88th verse. And moreover, and I believe, I know this is where the Lord would want us, does want us. Moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken. And again, I know that's where you want to be with the Lord. I had just a little thing I saw in front of a church one day, and I wrote it down. And again, we're looking at the things that are happening around us in the world today. Don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. And I know that's where our joy needs to be, in the Lord. Thank you.